The sidewalks and patios of downtown Bangkok are bursting with shoppers and traffic-stopping selfie takers on a hot mid-December evening. Terminal 21, a travel-themed mid-level mall, offers an air-conditioned respite from the outdoor hustle. On this particular night, I'm looking for a getaway as I avoid an outdoor Christmas party hosted by the students at the Watana Wittaya Academy, an elite boarding school for girls. The academy and I have had our differences, but by and large we've learned to get along. My temporary base in Bangkok overlooks the school's yard, and I've already got accustomed to, or decided to find charming, the wafting sounds of Christmas carols as early as 6:30 a.m. in the lead-up to the holidays. The morning assembly's motivational speeches became white noise after a few days, but I draw the line at a whole evening of white Christmas, even in Bing Crosby's supple voice. I stop at a local t-shirt stand called Over the Sky for some basics to get me through a few weeks of winter heat. Although the tiny kiosk miraculously holds a stock of over 40 or 50 designs in all sizes, items come in a limited number of colors: white, green, blue, black, and brown. I opt for a series of t-shirts with geometric patterns, trying on a handful in different colors. The sales assistant's English is limited, but he can still be quite vocal when my pick doesn't match what he has in mind for me. He also offers his honest opinion on which colors look better on me: black, blue, and, in the right shade, green. He just doesn't see me in white or brown. White highlights my gray hair while brown washes me out. He dramatizes the latter observation by putting a brown shirt on his own brown skin and uttering, "Same, same," a phrase so popular in Thailand that a nearby store sells t-shirts with these very words printed on them. He has a point, though, and it's one that I've known on an instinctive level for some time. Brown is just not my color when it comes to clothes. I like it on floors, credenzas, and window blinds, but I can count on one hand the number of brown clothing items I've bought in the last, say, 10 or 15 years. As a child, I hated the color red, but as a middle-aged man living in the West, I felt that brown clothes on brown skin would make me look more ethnic, when all I craved was to blend in, to be less visible. My mind associates the color with feces. Why would I want to wear the color of shit? Am I being too unreasonable, too self-loathing? I know that many other brown people tend to avoid wearing the color too close to their faces for similar reasons. Brown pants and skirts are acceptable for some, but they must be paired with another color on top. What's in the color brown, and how does it affect us, all of us, psychologically? In the world of color psychology, a field that veers between catering to the academically arcane and serving the market needs of corporate branding and home decor, with a stopover in New Age Wonderland, brown is always the bridesmaid and never the bride. It's not the main attraction or a standout in an artist's palette, but it is a solid background color that, according to the website Empower Yourself with Color Psychology, suggests hard work, industriousness, and reliability. It's a color you can count on to get the job done. Little wonder, then, that UPS chose brown, Pullman brown to be exact, for its courier business. If you're sending something across international or state borders, the thinking goes, you want to go with a company whose corporate color suggests reliability and efficiency. The founder of UPS, James Casey, initially fancied delivery trucks in yellow. But according to company lore, Charlie Soderstrom brought brown with him when he became a partner in 1916. It would be impossible to keep yellow trucks clean on the dirt roads of early 20th century America, Soderstrom reasoned, while brown hid dust and grime nicely. Brown, now the company's nickname, will always deliver.